And joining us today is Dr. Donna Echol. Dr. Echol is the Associate Provost in the Office for Undergraduate Studies. And she's here to talk about something exciting that, we talked for a long time about the centennial, but we're already pushing away to the next 100 years, and she's here to talk about strategic planning. But before we get into that, I want to thank you very much, Dr. Echol, for being with us today.
My pleasure. It's always nice to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about strategic planning, because it's interesting as we're talking about this, because people are who are from El Paso and have moved away or come back and go, wow, you know, our city has changed so much. But then when they look at the university, they also see, oh, my gosh, this is incredible what has happened, even within the last year or two. So tell us a little bit about what strategic planning, what is it all about, and it involves everybody, from what I understand.
When most people hear about strategic planning, they stifle a yawn, their eyes roll back in their head, and it's not something that traditionally gets people excited about what's going to come next. But during some recent conversations with the president, she really wants to look at it in a different way. We've just finished a very successful celebration of the centennial and have turned to look at what will the next 100 years bring, and to start thinking about that in a way that's going to include all of the UTEP stakeholders, faculty, staff, students, alumni, the community, bring everybody into the conversation in a different way that brings all those voices together to make a difference in how UTEP's going to impact our students and our community in the next 10, 50, 100 years.
And because of what you just mentioned, and some people also talk that way about when they see the freeway construction and what's going on, they'll say, 10 years, man, it'll be forever. It'll never be finished. But as we were talking before the program started, the fact that, you know, time flies so quickly.
I think many of us have shoes in our closet that are at least 10 years old, right? So the next 10 years will be here before we know it, and we want to think about it in ways that bring everybody's voices to the table and a chance to contribute all the knowledge and the experience and the ideas that our community has.
And I mentioned that it involves everybody, not just the regions, the president. It involves everybody, and that includes students, faculty, staff, and, of course, the community. So what are some of the ideas that you are looking for?
Well, we want to make sure that this is an ongoing conversation. A lot of times when we think about strategic planning, we get a committee together and we put together a survey and we send it out to 100 people and we write a report and we put it on a shelf. And there it is. Maybe we post it on the website if we're feeling particularly wanting to share that information. But then there it sits. And so what we really want to do is include as many people as possible and make it an ongoing conversation. It's a dynamic conversation across the university. So that first piece is inclusive, as you mentioned, bringing in all the people. Second, we want to use a lot of technology. We want to use social media. We want to have a web page. We want to make opportunities not just for people who are here today on campus, but for our students who are online, for alumni who are in different parts of the state, the country, even the world, to be able to have a voice in what UTEP's going to look like in the future.
And because of the T word that you just mentioned, technology, the fact that sometimes we can plan, but because technology is moving so quickly, what you had planned for me in 5 years has already changed in the next year or two.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we want this to be an ongoing conversation. It's not going to have a 6-month deadline. We must have that report finished and on the shelf by September 1st. But it's something that we're just going to continue. And so as technology changes, as we get new ideas, as someone says, hey, why don't you try this, we're able to incorporate that into the process.
Now, this is something that is still – I don't want to say in the works, but the fact that you're still receiving ideas, you're wanting to keep it ongoing, as you mentioned. What are some of the things that perhaps you've heard from the community or from students that they would like to see in UTEP?
Well, I think there's so many things. There's serious issues that we've talked about a lot. Even keywords like access and excellence, we hear those around UTEP all the time. But let's have a real conversation about what does access mean and how does that impact my job, your job, the community. And then we can talk about other things. Maybe we want to change Pete's mustache to look like something else. And so I think there's a wide variety of topics that we can cover, particularly if we keep this conversation going in the months and years ahead.
We recently, it's hard to believe that we've been talking about what happened 50 years ago in sports, and things keep on changing. And it was very nice of the NCAA to recognize us at the Final Four. But people have not just started to look at us because of that, but, you know, our ladies basketball team, they were incredible. They have been incredible for the last few years. But then also, as you mentioned, the mascot, the buildings, if people, even if they haven't been here in a year or two, they come back and they go, wow, UTEP has changed a lot.
And that's one of the ideas that we want to have as well, is what else should we talk about? Instead of me or a small committee of faculty and staff and students coming up with a list of the 10 things we want to talk about, of getting input is what's important to others in the community as well about UTEP, and bring those conversations to the forefront also.
Some people in the past, Dr. Echo, have put us down in a way, saying that, well, anybody can get into UTEP. They don't have these high standards. But at the same time, as the president has mentioned, the fact that if these people weren't given an opportunity, they wouldn't be able to succeed anywhere else.
That's exactly right. And standard measures of what's appropriate for college aren't necessarily the correct standards. And so by having a place where we are open to students who are interested in starting on the path of a higher education, providing them that opportunity, that's one of the things that makes UTEP so very special.
What about students who go on, do what they need to do, but then they also come back and become part of the UTEP community?
Isn't that wonderful? We're so excited to have so many UTEP alumni coming back as faculty and staff on campus, because they can really appreciate the UTEP story and appreciate what that UTEP education has given them the opportunity to do. And they're excited about coming and passing that on to the next generation.
Working with the undergraduate program, and we've been very blessed that you were able to counsel my son and my daughter, and the fact that you meet with students all the time. And a lot of the times, as we found out, the fact that they really don't know what they want, but at the same time also, they want to go to college, and then sometimes they're not ready to go to college yet. And sometimes we as parents tend to push and push. And these young people, when they come out and they find out that they do have a voice, as you mentioned, the fact that, wow, okay, I can be part of this, mm-hmm. and this is what I can meet with my peers. I don't have to – there aren't just a bunch of people in suits or business suits and making decisions.
I think bringing people to the table that maybe – hadn't thought they had a place at the table is very empowering. And listening to somebody's voice and giving power to that voice, giving credibility to that voice, makes them all of a sudden think, if they're listening to me on this, maybe I have something to say in this and other areas too, and starts that building of confidence and building of strength that provides them with both the momentum to move on and the desire to move on and see what else they can achieve.
Because there's been a lot of talk, the president has mentioned so many times about Tier 1, mm-hmm. and some people, perhaps, you know, local people, families are a little concerned that, okay, if we do go to Tier 1, is that going to shut out my daughter or son because it's not going to be the same university as it was before?
That's one of the things that makes UTEP, again, so special, is that idea of being an open access institution and a Tier 1 institution. That if we are providing access to education, if we're not providing access to an excellent education, then what are we providing access to? Mediocrity? Well, that's not okay. Nobody wants access to mediocrity. That's not a slogan you're going to put on a bumper sticker. And so by really putting at the forefront of what we do, that we're providing access to excellence, the access to those Tier 1 opportunities of research and working with world-class faculty in classrooms, then that's what we're doing for the community of El Paso.
And sometimes because you're talking about Tier 1, you're talking about research, some people who may be not interested in science, not interested in engineering, but perhaps they're writers, they're artists, something else, they might say, well, you know, if that's what Tier 1 is all about, what's going to happen to me? But as you mentioned, this just opens the door for further opportunities.
And research is not just in the sciences and engineering. There's research going on in every building on campus, and there's also performance opportunities and development of artistic skill and expression that are included in those areas as well.
What are some of the things that you want to tell the faculty, the staff, the students, the community about this strategic planning that so they don't yawn, they don't say, well, you know, it'll be finished when the spur's done or whatever?
That your voice matters, that your voice really contributes to UTEP's future growth and success, and that we want to tie these to outcomes. It's not just conversation for conversation's sake. We want to hear what the community thinks, what we have to say, what are the topics we should even be talking about, and then during those discussions, hearing those good ideas that come from the students, faculty, and staff, and then incorporating those into making us better so that we're an institution that can provide even better opportunity for our students.
From your traveling that you've seen from other universities, and you've been all over the world, the fact that how does UTEP compare, or what are some of the differences that we have that perhaps we can share with the rest of the community, the rest of the country, saying, hey, come to UTEP?
There's no other place I'd rather be than UTEP for the work that we do in kind of turning some of the philosophy of higher education on its ear, and that dual mission of providing opportunities to excellence for all of our students who aren't traditionally included in higher education conversations is what makes it a joy to get up in the morning and come to work.
Because we're here on the border and we also have a base here, we see a lot of non-traditional students, and we're starting to see more military people, their dependents, and also what some people used to call older students, but they're non-traditional, and they decide, hey, I want to go back to school.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can come back to school. There's no age limit. It's just a matter of wanting to open your mind up to something new, sit in the classroom or be in an online experience with students from around the world and contributing your thoughts and learning from others.
And we've been an example, and we've participated in pilot programs and a lot of different universities who look down at us. And I mean, not down, but look at us and go, wow. Look what UTEP's doing, and we didn't even imagine this. And one of those things is the fact that we've been selected, I think, for 3 years now, the fact that it's one of the top universities for not just, I don't want to say just Hispanic students, but just different cultures, living on the border, et cetera, and we have a lot to offer, and perhaps just as much or more than the Ivy League schools.
And in fact, the past 3 years, we've been number one for social mobility as ranked by the Washington Monthly Survey. And that number one for 3 years in a row for social mobility shows the impact that a UTEP degree can have upon not just the single student, but their family and their community, and not just for this year, but for years and even generations to come.
And as far as graduate programs, tell us a little bit about some of those changes that we are seeing and more to come, because there's – the door is wide open.
Well, as you know, many years ago, UTEP had a single PhD program, a single graduate program, and we kicked that door down and now have over 20 PhD programs and numerous master's programs that are giving students from all over, not just UTEP, but through the use of technology, access to those degree programs that give them further opportunities in the workforce and in their careers.
And one of the things that I remember when I first got here is the fact that people would say, well, I want to do an internship, but my parents or my family don't want me to go away from home, so I'm going to stay here. That has changed. And because of that, the country, many big companies have opened up their doors for our students.
Our students have so many assets that companies are looking for. They're hardworking. They understand the importance of family and community. Many of them are bilingual. There's a multitude of assets that our students have that make them excellent candidates for work around the country and the world.
What about, as we're wrapping up the program here, Dr. Eckel, is there a website already that people can perhaps go and leave their comments or perhaps take a look at what are some of the things that are being planned for this strategic planning?
Not yet, but we're in the process of building all that together. We're looking for a fall launch to open this up to the community. So keep your eyes and ears open. You'll be hearing about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Dr. Donna Eckel. Dr. Eckel is the Associate Provost in the Office for Undergraduate Studies. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Louis.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.